Hello, welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today I'm continuing my visits to prominent theatre pipe venues around the world with a show featuring the Wurlitzer in the Auditorium Theatre, Rochester, New York. Dennis James opens with F.W. Meacham's American Patrol. Dennis James and American Patrol, recorded on the Wurlitzer of the Auditorium Theatre, Rochester. That instrument started life in 1928 in the 2,900-seat Keith Albee Palace Theatre, later renamed RKO Palace. The four manuals and 21 ranks were designed and presided over by the theatre's one and only resident organist, Tom Grierson, from its opening on Christmas Day 1928 until sometime in 1943. I'll have a track from the RKO Palace days later in the show, but in the meantime, this is Ty Woodward, taken from a vinyl long play that he cut there some decades ago, with Irving Berlin's What'll I Do? The Wurlitzer, installed at the start of the talkies, wasn't ever used for accompanying the movies, but performed intermissions, spotlight solos, and thousands of radio broadcasts. In the late 1940s and through the 50s, the organ fell silent and was in a pretty poor state by 1960, when some organ enthusiasts started renovations on the Wurlitzer. Then, in 1965, the RKO Palace fell victim to the urban renewal craze, being steelballed into a car park. Fortunately, the organ was purchased by the fledgling Rochester Theatre Organ Society, which had raised sufficient funds to fend off other interested parties, aided by a very sympathetic theatre manager. Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me, played on the ex-RKO Rochester Wurlitzer by up-and-coming American organist Jonathan Ortloff, with Alan Ward on drums, from a CD released in 2009. The Rochester Theatre Organ Society stored the RKO Palace Wurlitzer for a few months before an agreement was drawn up to reinstall it in the Masonic-owned Temple Civic Centre, which contained the 2,500-seat Art Deco Auditorium Theatre with a rarely used E.M. Skinner organ. The Wurlitzer replaced that instrument, which went into a church, and it was premiered on the 21st of January 1967, the first of hundreds of low-priced and free events featuring the organ. Thank you. Sweet Georgia Brown, the late Rob Carcaterra, and the Auditorium Theatre Wurlitzer, at the time enlarged by one rank of pipes to 22. Rob was just one of over 200 artists who have been presented in concert at the organ in the last 50 years, with the majority of admissions being free for members of the RTOS, and just a few dollars for non-members. David Rees, another artist who died way too young in 1995, was among that list of artists, and fortunately he recorded an LP album on the Wurlitzer. This is a novelty piece co-composed by German bandleader Will Glahey in 1939, Hot Pretzels. Earlier in the show, I mentioned a recording of the RKO Wurlitzer in its original location, and I have but one artist who recorded there. While the tracks were obviously taped prior to 1965, the Reader's Digest set from which this Dick Liebert track is taken was released in 1980. Played in Dick's typical robust style, this is a tango from 1916, La Composita. Thank you. That track took us back to the Auditorium Wurlitzer with Alan Mills. Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, from the pen of one of Paul Whiteman's rhythm boys, Harry Barras, in 1931. That recording was made in 1969, just 2 years after the organ opened in its new location. Alan held the post of artist-in-residence at Proctor's Theatre in Schenectady, New York, for some 10 years, before moving to the Los Angeles area in the 1990s. Talking of Paul Whiteman and the Rhythm Boys, one of my favourite tracks of theirs from the late 1920s was Sunday, part composed by young Julie Stein in 1926. So, before I wend my merry way from this edition of Hot Pipes, here's New England organ builder and concert artist David Peckham, taken from a 2003 CD release, with Sunday. Rochester Theatre Organ Society continues to hold almost monthly concerts on the Auditorium Wurlitzer, which now clocks in at 23 ranks of pipes, just 2 ranks larger than the original RKO Palace organ. The Society's website, rtsonline.org, contains a wealth of information, which I've used for this show, along with a complete concert schedule. It's well worth a visit, and if you forget that address, you'll find a link to their website and many others in the link section of my website, hotpipes.eu. Until next week, at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, signing off. Hasta la vista!